Fanning. Weekends on 2FM.
Tanya, how you doing?
How are you doing, Dave?
God, again, I'm always trying to wake people up directly after the break because I think nobody's going to come to me that quickly. But yeah, Tanya Sweeney is the one who's laughing in the background there because just a couple of months ago, research found that using a full stop at the end of a text, as I mentioned earlier on to Damien, is seen as rude by some people. And its use was even said to be intimidating to younger texters. Bloody snowflakes. Anyway, the full stop at the end of a text can be seen as cold or angry or passively, aggressively, approachy, apparently, but all that kind of stuff. Anyway, I just thought it was the end of a sentence. Anyway, there was a bit of a kerfuffle about the thumbs up emoji last week, and indeed emojis are a whole language unto themselves. I mean, which ones should you use, which ones are best avoided, and what does your emoji use say about you? That's right, that's what I'm asking now. What does your emoji use say about you? So Tanya, I'll put on the kettle, you're on your own here. Basically, Tanya Sweeney, first of all, are there rules that you need to follow when using emojis?
I suppose. Yeah, I mean, like, well, my thing is, you know, use them sparingly, especially if you're over 20 years old, because sometimes I get, you know, texts or messages from people and they have about 7 or 8 emojis in them. And you're like, OK, you're just trying way too hard. And the other thing is, a lot of people don't know what they mean, you know, so a lot of the emojis would be misused. You know, the high five emoji. Do you know what I'm talking about?
The high five emoji would be the one where people think it's praying hands or something.
Exactly. Yes. Yeah, exactly. Yes. So you see that a lot and you're like, well, why are you praying for me or what's happening here? You know, and there's a monkey emoji, which, you know, is supposed to denote, I think, you know, kind of yikes or something like that, or don't look now sort of a thing. It's a weird one. And then the tired emoji, which people use to have a bit of a wail, do you know, that kind of way in a conversation. And of course, the aubergine does not mean are we going vegan
right.
tonight.
Yeah, I think we've had a whole thing about that before.
Yeah. Right.
So, it's basically, if you're over 20, watch yourself because you're way too old.
Well, not that you're way too old,
you'll
but like
a trap,
you know,
the emoji
I think
trap.
I think younger people know exactly how to use them and what they mean. And I think if you just kind of overdo it, you're just going to be caught out
Work texts. You use emojis in work texts?
I mean, it depends on, you know, if you're talking to a colleague, are you going to talk to your boss? You know, I mean, yeah, it depends on the context. They're probably a little bit convivial now, I think, for work, you know. And I think any professional would say, you know what, just, you know, keep it kind of, you know, err on the side of caution and keep it sparing, you know. I mean, I get pitches from PRs, you know, and they have, again, like just, you know, all sorts of bits and bobs and smiley faces. And you're like, oh, God, it is honestly like someone is in a lift, you know, up in my face, screaming at me, you know, that kind of way. So I get a bit of a cringe. I mean, it depends on, you know, maybe you and your boss have this great jokey kind of thing going on, you know, in which case, you know, crack on and do what you need to do, you
absolutely
know.
Absolutely. Hilarious. I mean, like, what about the, you know, for instance, like sometimes happy birthday, it's easy to put HAPPYBIRTHDAY, but you could just send the little emoji of a birthday cake and that's enough, is it? No, okay, it's not.
I think that's lazy. I sometimes use the little, you know, celebratory thing, you know. I don't even know what it is. Is it like a little kind of a popper or something?
Oh, yeah. Do you know those? In fact, there's other ones too. You know all the dancing emojis and like little bands, four-piece bands playing in that. Where do you get them? I'd love to get my hands on some of those.
Would you? Would you really?
Where do you get them?
Emoji. I don't know. Gosh. Where would they come in though? What would you, in what, you
well,
know,
I mean,
context?
I don't know. If somebody's talking about a piece of music and I could send like, this is what it does to me kind of thing. And you see a band bopping away and everybody playing away. Because you do it. I listen to a thing called Radio Paradise and they have this thing on the right hand side where they have all these dancing and they're fantastic yokes.
Wow.
So anyway.
See, I think that's where your gifts would come in, you know, you could probably find the right, you know.
Yeah, indeed. Okay, so getting them confused, I'd say, is one thing. But like, which ones should you avoid using in any situation? And obviously, you've mentioned the
The aubergine emoji to the spray of water emoji. Like, let's just leave that back in 2010, whatever it was.
Right.
But you know what? I hate to see the little puke emoji. And I mean, the turd emoji and all that.
Is there a puke emoji? I didn't even know.
Well, when I say it's a puke emoji, it's a green face. It looks like it's about to chunder because its cheeks are full.
Oh, I see.
You know?
Right. Okay. It is a face and it's green and he looks as though, all right, okay.
He looks as though he's about to absolutely go for it. But I hate seeing it. And I hate
actually, see the way we both said he there? I mean, our emojis, he or she, the average smiley ones.
I think you can actually kind of, you know, tailor them to, you know, your gender or your ethnicity or whatever. But
wow, what
I think
a great answer.
Yeah.
Okay, so
all things are kind of just, you know, kind of gender neutral, shall we say.
Right. Okay. By the way, okay, here's one for you then. Are emojis, can you use them as evidence in court?
Explain, elaborate.
No, I don't know. I just thought I want to get something that might catch you out. I mean, could you kind of, look, he sent me this. Oh, guilty.
He sent me an aubergine. I'm suing him. And it came with a pukey thing. Yeah, they're the strangest. I mean, when I see them coming in on, fortunately they don't come in on emails because I would just delete, you know. But I have a couple of friends who love sending, you know, messages with about 12 emojis in it, and you're like, what are you even trying to say here? You know, I don't know what you're doing.
There is that. I mean, I presume the actual emoji design would be interpreted by different people in different ways, right?
Yeah, and that's why you kind of really have to use them sparingly, because, you know, that you're asking it really to pick up the conversational slack. Do you know the kind of, as certain politicians have done, will say, you know, in recent times, where, you know, they are great for brevity, and they're great if you're kind of, you know, stuck for. I mean, I'm an absolute abuser of the crying laughter emoji. I mean, I use it all the time. And I mean, I have about, and God help me now, I put about 5 of them into a message, and that denotes that I find what you're saying kind of mildly amusing. Do you know that kind of way? So I really need to address my behaviour.
But I mean, somebody sends you a text that's very long, whatever, and they just want you to do something, and they want you to understand that you got the message, and you want you to understand that you're going to do what they want to do. What's wrong with just the little, the plus sign? I mean, like with the black background, the white plus sign. Isn't that fine, isn't it?
The plus sign. What's this?
Whatever
now?
You call it, the tick. God almighty, not the plus sign. Sorry, the tick. Isn't that good enough? Isn't it?
I suppose it is. Yeah, a little kind of a tick. But
what do you mean, I suppose it is. It is good enough. It's definitely good enough.
Well, I think what's happening now is people are just putting a different type of meaning on things. Hence, what you just said earlier about the full stop thing. I mean, if you notice, a tweet does not actually denote any kind of, or it doesn't have any kind of full stop in it. Do you know what I mean?
I think that's where people are
finding it very kind of sorry, there's a screaming child in the background.
Sorry
about that. Yes, major dad fail over there. Tweets don't have full stop, basically. And, you know, I think that's why people find them such a definitive end of conversation, you know, when you see a full stop. Does that make any sense?
It does, but I'm not going to go along with that because...
I like punctuation in text as well, Dave, but like, I think people will just find that a full stop as... That's what I'm saying, and end of story, and
well,
goodbye.
Well, that's not what I mean, so deal with it.
Full stop.
Yeah, full stop, exactly. 2 exclamation marks even. For crying out loud, full stops, capital letters, that's the way it is. The definite article, etc., blah, blah, blah. Okay, listen, hold on a second now. You know, the little X, the kiss at the end of a text, who to, who not to. And do you find them, you know, do you give them
maybe
to people that you barely know?
Oh, you know what? When I see the 3 kisses coming in from people I don't know, I'm like, you know, kind of get off me a bit. You know, it's a bit too familiar. I mean, you know, sometimes, you know, if someone does something great, saves your life or something like that, you know, a couple of little kisses is great, you know, in a kind of a, oh, you're a legend kind of way. But I don't know. And like, this is all just my opinion. I mean, don't at me now saying like, you know, oh God, now you're coming after the ex, you know, that kind of way, you know. But I personally just think they're a little bit kind of, you know, it could be a bit extra.
Do you ever use that emoji that's people think is a kissing emoji, but I believe it's a whistling one, no?
Is this the one with the little heart coming out of it?
Yeah, exactly. With like the puckered lips.
That's a whistle.
Yes, so you I believe. Again, and people say,
do you not see the minefield we are talking about here? You send that over to somebody.
By the way, can anybody help us out of this minefield? 51552 is the text.
Imagine sending this to your brother-in-law, and the next thing you're like, I did not mean for that to either whistle at you or kiss you. I mean, like, you know, really know your stuff, like, before you start using these things, you know. Point.
Well, that's why you should just stick to the 1 or 2 or 3 and just leave it at that, yeah. Okay, so do you think you could tell somebody's age by the way they text?
Yeah, because to me, now my parents' generation, my dad sent me a text and it'll be pure brevity. So there'll be no punctuation. There'll be a couple of abbreviations in there. The sentence will be...
I thought you were going a bit the other way around. Okay, go on.
No. Yeah. Now my dad is in his 70s. Do you know what I mean? So, okay. But, you know, and I find that just with, you know, people of that age when they text me, do you know what I mean? It can be just a little bit kind of, I want to get this over and done with, you know. I personally love... all sorts of punctuation, ellipses, dashes. I can use a semicolon. I know, easy. I can use a semicolon in a text, like, and but then I think, you know, like you say, younger people, they just kind of, well, actually, a lot of them are doing the voice notes now.
Yeah, voice notes. My son does that one all the time. I don't think I've ever done one. They're very handy. They're brilliant.
They're great, but again, I think I find this a little bit kind of, you know, when someone sends me one, I always send back a text. I never send back a voicemail or a voice note, you know, and I'm just a bit like, oh, we're not really having a conversation.
It's like
here.
They've something long to say. Why bother typing it out when you can just say it and get it done in 5 seconds as opposed to 2 minutes? So it's the point.
But you know what you could do? What I said, you see, this is now where I'm showing my age. I use the microphone to transcribe what I'm saying into a text.
All right, yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So it's a complete utter minefield. I mean, I think I'm just going to throw my phone in the bin this afternoon after this conversation.
All right, well, honestly, listen, look, I mean, like, I'm the emoji, I've been looking for one quite a lot, and I don't know if it's there, and I wonder, could you have, is there a middle finger emoji? I'm serious.
No, oh, listen, I've used as many, many
as. So there is one. I've never found it. Obviously, I haven't looked hard enough.
I'll send it to you after this conversation.
Just send me a middle finger emoji. Okay, Tanya.
You'd be like, there it is.
All right. So you do what do you call it? The voice ones. Oh, there goes the phone. Is that your phone pinging?
Is that my phone? No, it's not my phone at all.
Oh God. Okay. Go on. Tell me. What's the current situation with regard then to the full stop? I mean, like, we had a big thing about it last year. Now that it's 2021 in February, the second week coming up now, you know, a full stop at the end of a sentence viewed as rude by young texters. Where are we now with that, do you think? Has there been new research done on it?
Well, there has been new research done on it. I mean, again, I find this study completely and utterly wild, you know, because it's you know, I think when you say sounds good, we'll say, you know, it can just be a little bit kind of, you know, definitive and a bit kind of rude. And I think the full stop in a text situation literally means, you know, quite serious and quite, you know, it's not conversational. And it's almost like, you know, a little bit, yeah, I'm quiet. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Say now if I was to send you a message now going, oh, okay, we're going to a gig tonight, right? And you send me back, sounds good, without any full stop. Grand. Mm. Send it to me with a full stop and I'd be like, what the hell is wrong with him? Do you know what I mean?
Well, okay, fair enough.
I know.
Everything I've ever learned, I'd have to unlearn. Okay, what about, like, the difference? What's the difference between, here's one, the difference between an emoticon and an emoji?
Oh, geez. An emoticon, I think, is the one that's made up of semicolons and kind of brackets and things like that. So it's not the actual official emoji.
Right.
So that's, yeah. Okay. So that's what an emoticon is.
And ideograms in general.
What?
I'm going down a rabbit hole here. Okay. So basically, there's plenty that you say are ambiguous. Others. Can you build a picture of the type of person you are by your most frequently used emojis, do you think?
I think so. I'll tell you, so mine, right, are, like I say, I use all the laughing ones. And actually, I was told that the crying laughter emoji, kids think is just so naff and so uncool and so tryhard. So I've had to kind of pull back on that and use the one where it's the emoji that's laughing, but its eyes are just crinkled, but dry. So I've started to play around with my laughing emojis. I use the crying one a lot.
Yeah, but hold on a second. The crying one a lot. Do people think it means laughing?
There's two. There's a crying laughter one and there's a crying one in which there are like two like waterfalls of tears coming out of a person's face. And that denotes like a proper ball. Do you know what I mean?
Mm.
So like you're having a sad cry as opposed to a happy cry. Yeah, it's who taught these up, honestly?
There's one where people are supposed to be surprised, but actually it means okay. Or maybe it's the other way around. I don't know. I'm not sure. It's funny, those kind of, like, I mean, you just, or the, you know, the kind of, what do you call the Edvard Munch kind of painting, the two hands at the side of your face? Kind of, yeah, the scream. So, like, which is that? Is that a shocked face or is that fear?
That's a really good question. I could just mean that you denote it could mean you just really love art, you know?
So. Yeah, it probably does. All right. Okay, so we've solved absolutely nothing here.
Nothing at all.
I've just got
to go
watch.
Back to the carrier pigeon.
Yeah,
basically.
I presume also, by the way, just sending them abroad and to other places, would there be, you know, I mean, the actual design interpreted by the viewer. I mean, devices can signify the same emojis in different ways. I don't know where I'm going down a rabbit hole here now. It might be different elsewhere, is what I mean. You never know. You know, you
very
watch
true.
Yourself.
Well, again, yeah, there may be cultural, you know, subtexts of which you are not in any way privy.
Indeed, I mean, as Paul Simon once said, the one man's ceiling is another man's floor. On that note,
there is an actual emoji for that.
Yeah, I'm sure probably. There is. Yeah, exactly. Tanya, thank you very much. Tanya Sweeney, it is. A very serious journalist, by the way.
Oh, of course. I think
I've taken it a bit sideways today. Thanks a million, Tanya, for talking to us on the programme today. Good luck. Take it easy.
Dave Fanning, weekends on 2FM.